else that the Bible says, this is God's will for you, is to live a sexually pure life. And the reference there is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. The Bible tells us that God wants us to be holy and explains that this means avoiding sexual immorality by exercising self-control. This is something perhaps we just need to look at ourselves and say, where might I need to exercise self-control as far as this issue is concerned? Could it be in my choice of reading material, the DVDs that I watch, the relationships that I have? Living a sexually pure life might mean making tough decisions, but God's will for us is very practical and always achievable with the help of his Holy Spirit. And then fifthly and finally, as far as God's general will is concerned, be joyful, prayerful, and thankful. And I really need to add into that, always. It's not me that's adding it in, but it is there in the verse in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 19. Always. You know, you think, well, that must be impossible. Surely I can be joyful on some occasions. I can be prayerful sometimes. I can be thankful on other occasions. But always joyful, prayerful, thankful. We're not in heaven yet. But this is the instruction that's given to us as we live out here on earth. This is God's will for us, we're told. Well, being joyful is not the same as being happy. And I think sometimes we can make that mistake. It's not the same as being happy. Happiness depends on our circumstances. Joyfulness is a choice that we make. It's an act of our will where we decide, we choose, I am going to be joyful despite what is going on. Here's my definition of joy. Joy is an internal sense of well-being and an external demonstration of gladness that is independent of circumstances but is dependent on God's Spirit. So not the same as happiness at all. What about prayer? Being prayerful, always in an attitude of prayer. Well, when our prayers appear to go unanswered, it's very tempting, isn't it, to give up on talking to God. We think, what's the point? It's a brass ceiling up there. He's just not hearing. Why bother? But if it's his will, and the Bible tells us that it is, that we pray continually, then we need to do that. We need to pray on an ongoing basis. What does it mean to pray continually? Well, I think it means we pray to him in all situations, in all circumstances, at various points throughout the day, in different ways. There are times where we really get alone with God and we spend some time on our own in the quietness with him in prayer. There are other times where we have to shoot up arrow prayers to him for help because somebody asks us something, we don't know how to answer it, or we're faced with something and we need his assistance. Prayer should always be there as an attitude as well as actually a actual practice. Let's not give up praying to God at the first sign of difficulty. And then the icing on the cake, give thanks in all circumstances. That sounds hard, doesn't it? Give thanks in all circumstances, no matter what we're going through, there must be something that we can give thanks to God for. He wouldn't say give thanks in all circumstances if he wasn't going to empower us to do that. Am I giving thanks to God on a regular basis? Are you giving thanks to God on a regular basis? Is it something that you are intentional about? I have to be intentional about it. It doesn't just happen. I've got to say to myself, when was the last time I thanked God? I've got so much to be thankful for. And this is something that I have to motivate myself to do. Otherwise, I'll get into the routine of just going through life and perhaps not thanking him. If we do this, we'll be living out part of his will for us.